Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. This week we're going to have a guided meditation, and it's inspired by one of our listeners from the Netherlands. She's recently gone through a divorce and is rebuilding her life, and just wanted some advice on how to build self-confidence again. So I thought, as a way of saying thank you for your email and for listening, I'd do a guided meditation on self-confidence. I really do enjoy hearing from you. I can't always respond to everyone, but I really read every email that I get. So if you get a chance, send me an email. Let me know what you'd like to hear, how you're growing, anything you can share about yourself. I really enjoy hearing from the listeners around the world. My email address is drpuff@cox.net. That's drpuff at cox.net. That's cox.net. And if you have any plans to come to Southern California, perhaps you can plan it around one of the retreats that I'll be holding in the future. And you can go to Disneyland and go to a meditation retreat with me. I'd love to meet you in person. You can learn more about the meditation retreats and talks that I give at meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. Just click on the retreats on one of the buttons on the sidebar. What causes our self-confidence to be beaten down so we don't do as well in life? It stems from two things. One is our external environment, how people treat us. When you're in an abusive relationship or have friends that are abusive, it will wear away on your self-confidence. So I encourage all of us to surround ourselves with loving, kind people. And if people aren't kind, call them on it. Encourage them to stop, and if they won't stop, move on and find new friends. Or like our listener from the Netherlands, sometimes you have to just move on and start a new life because the person you're with is abusive. But the other thing that's important is how we talk to ourselves. What's going in our head all day long? There is that mind chatter that goes on throughout the day until we learn to quiet our mind. And that mind chatter is very important. It matters what we say to ourselves. It really matters. I remember once, years ago, working with a woman who really struggled with self-confidence and self-esteem. But she was very angry at her husband because about 10 years earlier, when they were at a movie, he once made a comment about her weight, and it really stuck in her brain. And she was having a hard time, even 10 years later, forgiving him for what he said. He only said it once, but it really hurt her. But what I pointed out is, you matter too. What she was doing is all day long, she was criticizing herself for her weight. So I asked her once, why is it okay for you to criticize yourself when your husband one time, 10 years ago, criticized you for your weight? She didn't have an answer, and we began working towards stopping her negative self-talk, quieting her mind, and building her self-confidence so that she learned to love herself better. It really matters what we say in our head all day long. Begin by being aware of, what am I saying? For most of us, unless we're in a really abusive relationship, it's easy to identify people that are abusive. We just stay away from them. But our own self-talk can be very critical, and it matters. So it's a three-step process to change our negative self-talk. First, we have to be aware of it. We can't change it if we're talking negatively to ourselves but aren't aware of it. Then, when we're aware of it, stop the thought. The easiest way is to replace it with another thought, a loving, kindness thought towards ourselves and people around us. When our minds are filled with loving, kindness thoughts, guess what happens? Confidence, love exude from our very soul. And lastly, learning to quiet our minds and be still is the ultimate aim that we're headed towards. Being still, being present with no commentary, good or bad, just learning to be still in our minds, loving our lives, flowing with our lives, being present without commentary, good or bad, just learning to be. I encourage all of us to listen to this guided meditation several times or any time we're struggling with self-confidence, I think we'll find it a wonderful way to build our self-confidence, set boundaries, and love ourselves by being still, by being present. Until next week, peace.